Moncrief on News Talk.
Sponsored by Avant Card. Get Ireland's first personalised pricing rates made for you.
Somebody wonders if they could gene edit sunburn and freckles out of the Irish population. We could all tan and that would be fantastic. I'm burning like a char grilled chicken in this heat, says one. Well, yes, but it's an awful lot of trouble to go to for a once every 10 years event where we have a bit of sun. Ray Larry from the Farmers Journal joins us.
That's
once
our
again.
USP, pale skin and freckles.
Exactly, yes. And the kind of discomfort with all of this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you going to be telling me now that we might all be enjoying this, but this is a disaster for farmers?
Well, it depends on what part of the country you're from. Okay, if you're down my side of the country in West Limerick, there is hay down by the new time, there's silage down by the new time, people are getting work done. And actually, what I want to put out a call to your listeners, I was whitewashing over the weekend. Now, do you know what whitewashing is? You do. Good. I'm glad to hear that. A lot of people might now, they might associate it with
some sort of political cover-up.
Anyway, we used to have child labour to do this sort of work. But the children have gone on to do something a bit more profitable than whitewashing posts and piers and sides of old houses and all. So anyway, I volunteered to do the job. We hadn't done it for a few years because it's the kind of thing you really
and
need.
And what do you do? It's like, what's whitewash? It's not like white paint. What's it made out of?
It's made out of water and hydrated lime.
Right, okay, right. Yeah.
Okay. Now, here's the thing. I have posts and piers up a laneway that had to be done. And, you know, in most years, the grass is either too damp to be cutting or it's wet and the poles are wet and it's going to get wet or it's just been wet. So you never get around to doing it. But this is perfect year for whitewash. Mm. So my husband made up the whitewash mix and presented me with this, like, bucket of, like, kind of white water as far as I was concerned. And I was dashing it onto the posts. And, I mean, it was all just running off. Now, he assured me that the lime crystals would actually materialise and the poles would go white. I said, no way, and I'm not going to waste, you know, a whole afternoon painting these things with whitewash or whitewashing them only to have nothing happen. So, in my view, whitewash used to have the consistency of clotted cream, not runny water.
Mm.
So anyway, we made up the whitewash mix. We're using up a lot more lime and I got it lovely and thick, and at least I could see where I was putting it on and I could see it was stained there. And the result is I've just these lovely sparkly white poles now going up the laneway. But I'm just wondering from listeners, have you got the perfect whitewash mix? You know, we've got this weekend now, which is going to be good as well. And I've plenty more whitewashing I can be doing. And I want to get a really good mix. Or if you've got another ingredient, you add to it. You know, people have been doing this kind of work for hundreds of years.
Yeah.
And families have recipes that they have basically handed down from generation to generation. So myself and my husband, I'm going for the clotted cream version. Mm. He's going for the runny water version. Am I just wasting lime, or is there a better way of doing it?
You have to be careful with the lime.
Well,
you
do.
Yourself.
Well, oh, good God, you wouldn't want to be wiping your eyes now. You like, and you'd need to be wearing gloves doing it. But anyway, I'm reconciled to having to do the job. But I'd really like to know what's the best kind of recipe to use.
Yeah.
But back to your original question and the heat. Yeah. Grass. What do we grow in this country really well? And we grow it really well because we got plenty of rain, and that's grass. And we ain't been getting much in the line of rain. Mm. And grass has basically stopped growing. There's a huge shortage. For instance, you're talking about 87. Now, this is technical. 87 kilograms of dry matter per hectare. Last year, you're now talking 57. But in parts of the country, you're talking like nearly down into the 20s, nearly down into naught. So when you have livestock out or cows out in the fields, they have kind of maybe a 25 or a 26 day cycle or a 21 day cycle. So they start in paddock one, they go to paddock two, they go to paddock three, paddock four. You might have to leave them there for 24 hours or you might only leave them for 12. Then they go on to the next one. All the fields are fenced. There's water trucks appropriately. The roadways are all done. It's a really well thought out system. And then you get back around to plot number one. By the time you get through all the 26 or whatever it is, whatever your rotation is, by the time you get back to plot number one, the grass should be grand and thick and strong for the, you know, the cows. And but it's not. It's not there at all. And so what farmers are now having to do is they're feeding the first cut silage that they made 4 weeks ago. already. They're feeding it. And not because the ground is all wet and they can't get out on it.
It's too dry.
But because it's too bloody dry. And so they're feeding that. They're also feeding meals. They're having to make decisions that second cut silage because it's growing so slowly. This is now, so most people would have cut silage maybe in towards the middle, end of May, early June. It'll take at least 6 weeks for the silage to grow again. So now they have silage fields coming along, but they have to kind of make a decision. Are we going to put the cows in there or are we going to wait and cut it for silage? So individual farmers will have to make those decisions. Now, in certain parts of the country, I was up in Clamorris last night and I drove up from Dublin and, you know, there wasn't as many, you know, there seemed to be enough grass out on the ground. Mm. But in other parts of the country, like, you know, Carlow, Kilkenny, Wexford, parts of Cork, it's really, really tough going at the moment. They're really screaming for grass and screaming for rain. My part of the country, West Limerick, we're getting into fields we haven't got into for a couple of years. There's crops being taken in every direction. People are really stocking up on their silage. There doesn't seem as yet to be the same difficulty with grass. But no doubt someone will ring in and call me a liar and say there's no grass in, you know, Ballyhale or wherever. But yeah, it's just amazing. And, you know, to be having to feed or zero graze, you know, silage, which is cutting the silage and bringing it into the cows already in this part of the year, you're eating into next year's supplies.
Yeah.
There's nothing growing, so you're not growing to even replenish what you're using up. So it's just this constant dilemma and how dependent we are on grass.
How long then would we have before it becomes a really, really serious problem, given that at the moment there's no, we don't know when we're going to get rain again?
Yeah, well, yeah, it's funny. We were doing a bit of work around the place and I have a couple of big rubber mats and my husband threw them out on the lawn because we were going to move them to cover them on an area where there's weeds. And, you know, they're a great thing, these big rubber mats to throw down on weeds and keep them, you know, under control and get rid of them for next year. And he went about 2 hours later to pull the mat off the grass and it was all dead. Everything underneath it, the grass had just suffocated, probably in the heat going through the rubber mats.
Yeah.
So, you know, grass is, you know, the heat is causing, there's no doubt it's causing a problem. And you certainly need rain. And in parts of the country, there hasn't been a drop of rain for, you know, a couple of weeks at this stage. So, yeah, it's an issue out there at the moment.
All right. £1 white cement to £10 lime mix. Mix well and cover with water to keep. Connor says, make a thickish solution about 6 months beforehand. It undergoes a magical transformation. Apply quite thinnish.
Really?
Mm.
Cement?
Yeah.
That's what I'm kind of amazed
at. £1 white cement to £10 lime. Yeah.
And what does the cement do? Oh, it makes it stick.
It probably thickens it up, yeah.
It makes it stick probably much better as well because it's cement. Right. And he's saying a runny consistency.
He says, mix well, cover with water to keep. Connor says you can apply it thin, but he's saying that if you make it 6 months ago, it'd be thick by now, thing.
If I'd have made it 6 months ago, the chances are the weather would have been awful. Yes. I'd never have bothered
No one's prepared to be that optimistic.
No, that would be very, very
especially
optimistic.
Especially given the
But look, at the moment, I mean, farmers are, you know, they're debating, will they make second cut silage or will they feed the cows the grass. And the other thing is what they've really got to be now doing is watching for the livestock, because all this heat, you know, some animals, particularly pigs, if they're outdoor pigs, and there's a lot of free range pigs around now, they'll get sunburned. So you need to keep them out of the sun. Young calves would be out in paddocks now and they'd be, you know, having a great time. But they absolutely need protection. They need to be in a, you know, in some sort of a paddock that has, you know, good tree protection and at least they can get into the shade. You know, you really have to keep them. You have to watch for, you know, if they're panting, if they're not eating their feed, if they're taking too much water. So just keep an eye out. There's other issues then. Pneumonia is a big risk because they're getting too hot in the day and then they get cold at night because the temperature goes down so quickly.
Crikey.
And there's no cloud cover, so it's actually cooler at night than it might normally be. So you've just got to keep watching for that. Another issue now is sheep sheared. They're sheared at the moment. Most people have got sheep sheared already. But even if they are, now it's not really muggy weather, it's kind of very crisp, dry weather. But just to keep an eye now for blow strike and you know, this is the stuff that has maggots ending up on
people. Yeah, it's just,
terrible thing.
Described before, it's
horrible. But it's also, I mean, lambs wouldn't have been sheared and they'd have that bit of wool on them.
Mm.
So you need to be watching for that as well. So there's a lot of extra stuff. And then for farmers themselves, they've just come through, you know, a really, we've gone from winter to summer with no spring. And, you know, like 5 weeks ago, 6 weeks ago, you know, we couldn't get animals out onto fields. And now you're in another dilemma. And farmers need to start taking time out for themselves. They need to get a bit of cover and they need to take a break before they're starting into you know, next September again, before they know it.
There's also a shortage of carbon dioxide.
Yeah, I know this has got publicity because of it affects the bubbles that you see in, you know, carbonated drinks and in beer. But it's also a real problem for particularly, you know, the packs of meat you buy in supermarkets, the retail packs, you know, that cellophane thing and, you know, in the plastic package. So, yeah, there's a real shortage of it all across Europe. It seems usually the plants that make this stuff, you know, coincide their peak production with whenever farmers are spreading fertilizer, because it's at fertilizer time. It's a byproduct of fertilizer. But this year they've all gone on extended maintenance. There's seemingly five CO2 plants in Europe that closed down for the last month to go on maintenance, and a lot to do with the prices.
Unfortunate timing.
Yeah, but I mean, nobody kind of thought World Cup, big demand for extra stuff.
Yeah.
Nobody envisaged heat wave. So yeah, it's a real issue now with the. With the meat processors. Now, they're saying that it should be resolved by the end of the month and that these factories will be going back into business and the supplies will be coming through.
Okay, now we're getting... Another person is saying, put cement in it, perfect whitewash, lime, cement, if platter is unstable, and blue for the loo to take the glare out of the white.
Oh, really?
That's a novel one. But somebody else says, don't put cement in whitewash. It stops the paint breathing. Years ago, they added tallow from the knacker's yard. That's where they used to kill horses just before anybody starts complaining, to help bind the whitewash. Watery lime solution is enough, but you can add other stuff. Sand will make it textured.
Right, okay.
Okay.
Well, no, there's fine texture because there are concrete poles. You know, there's no problem with the texture. But it just, you know, when you put it on when it's real runny, it kind of just all runs down the pole in rivulets and you splash everything in sight because you're trying to get some coverage on it.
Yeah.
And but my husband said, now, and he turned out he was right. The pole that I'd done that way, you know, looked the same more or less as the others. Now, I don't think it would last as long.
Mm.
When it pelted by a couple of days of hard rain, I don't think it'd be there still, because the thing about whitewash is it doesn't stay.
Yeah.
You know, it eventually kind of, you know, runs off the thing, or, you know, gets beaten off of it with the weather.
There you go. Cement in mix is a bad idea on stone, okay on concrete rendering, says Connor. Also, mix kept wet will improve for years. It's called lime putty. Obviously, Connor's quite the gourmet when it comes to whitewash recipes.
Right.
Marie, thanks a million for coming.
Just one other thing. Embrace Farm,
they
had their memorial for people who were killed and injured on farms and for their families down in Abbey Leaks on Sunday. Great day again and very important day in the farming calendar now.
Okay.
So congrats.
Marie, thanks a million for coming into us. Marie Lowry there from the Farmers Journal. Back in a couple of minutes.